אלה הדברים שדיבר מוישה כל ישראל בעבר הים. כבר זה נגמור עם מגילה, אין מפסיקים בקלולס. When you read the קלולס, we don't stop in the middle. אמר אבייה, לישונו אלו בקלולס שבטרס כהן, ארשס בחוקו ישראל. אבל קלולס שבמשנה תורה, זה דבורים, פרשס כסובו, הם מפסיקים. So we more my time. What is the difference? The clothes and parshas of Chukosai, the clothes that are in Mishneh Torah. The more adds is halolu teraskayani beloshen Rabbi Mamoritz. Chukosai teleichu teleichu imikeri umoishe mipi agvuro amor halolu v'mchumash gvorim. בלושן יוחד אמורס ומוישה מפי עצמו ימור זה מפי עצמו אבל פשור זה נבואה למשל בגמור עשה הסביר לי דת משנתוי רז מוישה מפי עצמו כל התרקולו אז מוישה מפי הגבור היתוכן משנתוי רז מוישה מפי עצמו Taisa says it's a nevuah. So what is it? So the Magen Medugna asked this kasha in the Goyen Revil. What's the pshat? The Goyen told him that the first Arba Sforim was Shechino Medaberes Megoyen Shel Moshe. It was not even Moshe's voice. It was kilo Shechino Medaberes Megoyen Shel Moshe. Don't know what it means. Dvorim Diber Moshe. Moshe had a nevuah like all of the Nevi'im. What happened with all of the Nevi'im? He could have had a nevuah Sunday morning. After Hashem spoke to him Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, he went to Klal Yisrael and he said over what Hashem told him to say over. When he was saying it over, he was not connected anymore to the nevuah that he got. He didn't speak Toich kedei the ma'is and nevuah. The kol asforim, Moshe was talking. Hashem was talking to Klal Yisrael. Moshe yedaber ve'elokim yanenu bekoil was shechina medaberes mitoch groinoi. It was not a message to Moshe, and Moshe gave over the message. It just went through Moshe. Chumash dvorim was a nevuah, like we have nevim. Just this nevuah is teira. Then it goes on. This Beramez, Eile Advorim Asher Diber Moshe. Moshe spoke it out. Moshe Rabbeinu starts to give them a Teichecha. Rashi says, let's come on the first, use the first pasuk. What in the first pasuk? בערובה מויסוף בן פרון בן טויפל לובל מחצרס ודיזור So Rashi says all of these things are ברמז במדבור בשביל מה שהכיסו במדבור בערובו, בשמה שחוטו בערובו, מול סוף שאומרים קבורים במצרים בין פרון ובין טייפל ולובון וחצרס ודיזו רשי בנסדר במדרש אומר רבי יוחנן חוזרנו על כל המקרואס לא ימוצאנו מוקם שנקרא טייפל ולובון What kind of Musar he gave them? Ben Poron U Ben Teufel Velovon V'chatzeris V'dizor So what is it? Elo Rechichom al advorim Shetoflu al amon They had kindness on the mon that he's white נפשנו קוצו בלחם הקולקל, ומה שעושו במדבר פורון על ידי מרד. סרום מזדחן בן טויפל ולובוי וחצר יזוודי זור. He said that they complain at the lover that he's white. It's bad bread. What is it? And Rashi Chatzeres Machlekes Koyach. And Dizov al Eiger. Sheosu b'shvil Rov Zov Shehoy Olam. Shenemar Kesef L'Zov Irbeisi Lohem V'Zov Osu Laba. So I saw a vault from a blade box, the Daim Rechicho, it brings out a beautiful vault. A little bit explaining it. Klal Yisrael were choyte and the mon. They said the mon is white? That is the chet? Chatzer is v'di zo. The Mechiach and the Egel, because Kesef irbeisi lohem osu labar. זוב עשו לבר שתית הגיבר בכזר. אז הטיינה על כלל ישראל, they complain that the mon is white, dry and old. They were busy with the money, and because of that they did the eagle. שתית the שירה שבלעד of חטאים starts from cannabis. They were complaining that the mon is white, dry. When a person gets busy with small little things, he loses in the end the big stuff. Instead of saying Eilike man, it's white, it's black, what is the left community? No, it's Gewaldig, the mother's good, Gewaldig, boom, it's white. Say, could have been better. A lot of times since the people complain and things that are not. No, I don't care really. But he's busy with katnis. He's busy with katnis. The light is not good. The cheer is not good. No, I don't care. He doesn't know. If you will hear, he said, okay, very good. He's getting a bread. Telling his wife, yeah, it's good, it's a little bit white. Say, okay, but Yashiv is busy that the bread is white. Why? He's only a human being. Yeah, but it's not gonna be white, not white. He's higher from that madrega. Ask him. When a person starts and he lets himself to catch on to small little things, in the end it comes till he's apikoyos. The same thing, Klal Yisrael had a lot of money. Egel, Yerbet, Kesef, Osu, Lehem, Moshol, Chazal say, Le'odom, Shemukach, Esbim, Bnoi, Yeshiva, Pesach, Shazoynes, he put a necklace with money inside. Mayas, Shelo Yech. We're busy catching money. This is a person is allowed to have a parnos. But not to be busy with katnas. Person sometimes been as money. Person goes out. He wants a vacation. Not as long as he rents a car. He has to get to places. I'm sure he has a license of having a rent. He rents a car. And he wants a good car. He wants to go very far. He wants to go to Mikveh Ari every day. He needs a good car to get there. And he comes to rent the car. And he ordered a gray car. Yeah. And they give him a red car. Yeah. And he's all busy fighting with them, but I ordered a gray one, not a red one. This person in the end of it has money will do all of that things. That's it. You'll have to order a gray one. So it's a red one. It's a big deal. But when you drive, you will not look wow. Say that. That's it. Sometimes the car doesn't drive, I understand you want a better car, it's more safe, yeah? But a lot of times, yeah, you said, you know, the beds we made in the place we came, and the bed is not made.
getting all busy with shtus. That is tchilas. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the musa. What is the musa? Klal Yisrael complain there is no food. Instead, the man looks white. The man looks white. You let yourself to take out small little stupid feelings. A person doesn't realize. I would say, but it disturbs me. I don't understand exactly what he's trying to say now. The man said, it disturbs me. What do you want? Yes, I want to explain. You're right that it disturbs you. But if you don't know overcoming, say that, no. So slowly, slowly, the Gashmir starts to be big. And then bigger things disturb you. The little thing is really doesn't make a huge difference. Let's say a person is allowed to ask. Person, what is a seat? A plane, he wants a window, he got an aisle, a window. I'm not saying he got the middle one, maybe the middle one is Mama Shrek, yeah? But he wanted a window. Mama, she will not see what happens. Yeah, what do you can see? You see the sky anyway. He's allowed to, and he paid money for it, and maybe he's entitled to get what he wanted. But there's nothing more to do. It's given out already, it's sold out, he can't switch. The whole way he's fuming that he didn't get what he has to get, right? That person is mamish in the shtusim. And not only that, the truth is, how you know if it's shtusim or not? Someone told me, well, because only think your Rebbe is standing here and he hears that you're fighting on the window instead of the aisle. You'll be embarrassed, right? You'll be embarrassed that this is what you argue about. When you know you'll be embarrassed to argue about, you know you're handling kindness. The guy sometimes argues with a taxi driver and a shekel here and a shekel there, yeah? So if someone in the choshev will stand there, you'd be embarrassed even to argue about it. It means that you're busy with kindness. You're busy with kindness. And when you're busy with kindness, in the end you fall in the big thing. You fall. Klal Yisrael was in Taina and them that it bothered them the color of the month. Yes. They had to overcome it. Yeah, so on, Paul Hashem, it's Gibbon. You're both Hashem, you're not babies already. Yeah? That's what it looks like. Yeah? And Amazon, they give you the kind of food, the kind of yogurt. Yeah? And the package outside is scratched. No difference inside. If you give it to your brother, 2 years old, 3 years old, it's scratched, right? That's just in mind of convenience. Mask him, mamash not of convenience. You understand that he's a baby. When you're an adult, yeah? And the food, yeah, was out to him. It didn't come exactly like you want. My brother's gonna help. But the kid is right, he doesn't want the scratch one. Tell us, well, you're a kid, what's the shaykh? It's Mazim Meshanet. So you get a portion of chicken, order a portion of chicken in a restaurant, Lama Zagim, and you want the quarter with the pumpkin, looks together like a whole zach, yeah? It came broken. Same chicken. Committed all of the meat. It's not called a portion. Well, why is that called a portion? Same thing, Benson. No, but you're a baby in that level. The guy that's a bit older from you, with Mamish doesn't, but yeah, didn't make a difference how the chicken, the pumpkin, the quarter came together. Ask him or not. Not like it bothered him and he didn't care. Because the baby Shazakha didn't care. I'm not saying not to want to enjoy even life. But I'm saying the same thing, the scratch on the package doesn't make a difference. If the chicken is cut or it looks mechubadik, it doesn't make a difference. It's not what I ordered, it's not what I wanted. It's cutless, cutless. This brought Klal Yisrael to come to this chet. The Foshim say, "Chatzeiro is the dizov. Chatzeiro is machleikas shel koirach, and dizov is the eger." We're not answering all of them. So the shayla is bechul. The eger was before koirach. So why it says chatzeiro is the dizov? The Foshim explain that. When Klal Yisrael chayta in the Egel, Moshe said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he said, "Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, lo iyalecha."
So Klal Yisrael felt that the tzibur is to me, not to them. So you can't punish them. But in Koyrach, Koyrach said, V'chol ha'eidu kulam kdoish. So like Rashi, Kulonu shomanu mipi ha'gvura, Anoichi Hashem alaykecho. So the Meila, the answer that Anoichi was said only to Moshe, fell away. So Chatzairois, the Meila is a tayne from Dizo. Vazi do Chatzairois, the Meila is Dizo. 11 יום מחוירם דרך הר סויר עד קודש ברנע. These are the 11 days that Klal Yisrael went. Rashi, אמר להם, מוישה, הוא מגרם דרך צורה. ראים בהרבה שעושה יום באשר חיידש דיבר מוישה אבני ישראל ככל אשר ציבה השם מוישה יענייה. So Rashi says, מלמד שלו יוכיחו ולא סומוך למיתוסו. ממי לא מדייקים שלו יוכיח חסבונו ולא סומוך למיסו. אומר ראובן בני, אני רואים לכם מבני מלא יחכתיך וכל השונים הללו, כדי שלא יתניחני ותלך ודיבק בעשיר איך אוכי. And the Foshim say, Reuben! Reuben! Yaakov says, I didn't give you Musa, I was scared you would go to Esau. Reuben! Son of Yaakov, everyone knows who's the brother of Esau. And if I would give you the Musa, Bechayai, maybe you would leave. So Avada, and Avada, sometimes you have to mechiach a person lafrush b'yisue. But we have to learn from here how much embarrassing is so strong by a person that when you tell him off, it could be your son, it could be a shifteika, and he could leave and go to Esav kivyachol because he got hurt. How much we have to learn from that. How much we have to learn from that. How much to be careful when you tell someone off, when you mechiach someone. Sometimes you make a mechoyer, you yell at someone. It's wrong. You don't sound, you could mamish push him off. People wonder, and I'm not the one to speak about it. You know, a lot of Baruch Hashem today, Klal Yisrael, everyone is chayzer b'tshuva, everyone is good. But it's not much yichidim that go after derech of God's kids. It's a very small, small percent. It's not happening, kimat. But it's a yichidim of kids that go after derech, I hear here and there. And people wonder why these yichidim go after derech. And you never know if a rebbe, a friend, gave him a wrong to yichaych. If Yaakov Avinu says, Reuben, you know why I never gave you Musa? I was scared you'd go to Esau. Well, a guy has a son that went to Esau. Doesn't know why. Again, we have to mechiach lafrush b'Esau. But how sensitive we have to be. I'll give you an eitzah for life. If you have to yell at a kid, you have to yell at a son. You have to give him a musa. I'm not speaking to wake him up to say Krishna. Never do it right away when you're angry. Wait till tomorrow. A wrong teichecho, azay shteito. Moshe Rabbeinu says Klal Yisrael. I'm the Moshe, I'm Rabbeinu. You're Klal Yisrael. If this drosha will be given to you in the middle of the midbar, maybe Klal Yisrael will leave again. This is number one. But number two, I heard pshat. So why helps when the guy says it before he dies? And then what? Again, I think when someone dies dead, it's much easier to go to Esau, yeah? The Talmud says the reason the guy is going away
Sabbath down in this forum, Brooke speaks about it, is not because he's hurt. He doesn't know how to face you that he's wrong. Not that he doesn't accept the Musa. People think because you don't accept the Musa, so you know when you're dead. He can't face you, he knows you, he's wrong. If you would manage to give over the Musa without making the person embarrassed from you, you could give the right Musa. How you do it? Chazal say Moshe gives them the Musa b'derech remez. Give every time the Musa that the guy will chap it much more from what you gave it. We know a guy got up late. Miss Krishna, that's it. Tell him, I know you learned the whole night. But the Maisa was with Krishna. So the guy is not so embarrassed. He knows he didn't learn the whole night. He was playing on his phone the whole night. Yeah? But he's not embarrassed. He got the Musar on his own. The thing is, teaching is a big Yisoy. First, how much can you chiyach the person you can get it sold and then leave? And parents, even when you do the Musa, make him to accept it without you. We have as a myself, we have such a kind of teva when we tell someone off, we wanted to make sure that he chaps that we are right and he's wrong. That my other thing is that is the main part of the techeicho. The guy tries to answer. Let him answer. Doesn't make a difference. You gave the musa. Let him to fakayf your lakshan. But we try to make sure till he stands like, ah, yeah? This is like, yotzei the teichecha. That is the teichecha the guy can't face you. I'm saying, first he's hurt, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I could give the musa when I'm not around. You figure it out. Dissolve. He even doesn't speak about the ego. He speaks about the cause. You had too much money for the ego. They know exactly what they were wrong in the ego. They know exactly what they're wrong to say thank you. He yelled at them, the mother's white. Hey, the white, black. He meant chutzpe yazge, Hashem gives money, and you're complaining. But if you let the person to get the musar on his own, I saw this week a maisa from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was in the inn, sitting here with a big yid, mountain. And the guy ordered food, he ate the drink, he didn't know bracha, gomish. So the Chofetz Chaim asked the owner of the inn if it was a yid. He said yes, the Chofetz Chaim got up. So the guy said, Rebbe, I will not help this person. He was 7 years old when he was kidnapped by the Tsar. He lived in the Russian farmers till 18, then he was in the army for 25 years. There's nothing more to talk to the guy. Nothing more to talk to the guy. Rebbe, he would just be mevazing you, yelling at you, screaming at you. So Hassan said, it's okay. Hassan was walking over, the guy said, you know, he knows this guy, everyone that stands up with him, he just knocks him down. Chazal came over to him and he said, I'm so jealous of you. I heard that when you were 7 years old, you were taken all the way from home. They tried to force you to become a goy, and you said no. And you were beaten up, and you said no, and you stayed a yid. I want you, Alevai, I'll be zeichet to be in Gan Eden, maybe. Such a mesilas nefesh. The guy was crying. Time told him, and a guy with such a Gan Eden, you don't think it's kedai that he will have brachas when he eats? This person followed the Chofetz Chaim to the end of his life. He became a Shema Torah of Mitzvahs. So Chofetz Chaim gave him the Musar in a different perspective. He made him to feel good about himself. So this is what this parsha is teaching us. Be'eder ha'yardin be'eretz mo'yev ho'il Moshe ba'eres ha'toyro ha'zeis le'moyer chazal say v'shivim loshon pirshon. Moshe is standing and he's telling them kol ha'tirekula in 70 languages. The question is, who needs it? What is it?
understand today, you need art school. Because some people don't know Hebrew. Let's get it done. But then everyone knew the same Lashon. What was the point of Shibim Lashon? So the Mefarshim say two Pshat. One Pshat the Mefarshim say, Moshe wanted to teach them. Some people think that the Torah is only belong to Eretz Yisrael. When you go in Golos, Moshe said the Torah is in 70 languages. Fits to Spain, fits to Russia, fits to the French. But it's more than that. Moshe wanted to teach them when they're leaving. What it means, he told them in Shibim Lashon. The Torah is in 70 languages. We have a Torah for the Dor HaMidbar. We have a Torah for the generation that we have Nisayon HaOni. It's a terrible generation, terrible matzah. There's a language for that. There's a generation of money. There's a Torah for that generation. There's a generation of taiva. There's a Torah for that. There's a generation of technology. There's a Torah for that. Moshe, before he left, he told him, the Torah is in Shivim Loshen. It's not that the Torah is in Loshen HaKodesh, and when you will be in different situations and different galusim, you will have to figure it out. He was metargamit, not only Pirush HaMilas. Shivim Loshen is the Shivim Umois, is the Shivim Goluyois, is where Klal Yisrael will be all of the times. He was metargam to them how you keep Shabbos in every generation. It was generations that he wanted to kill us for keeping Shabbos. It was a generation that he couldn't find a job, and we don't know what this time was harder. It was a generation that was hard to learn because they didn't let us to learn. It was a generation that was no candles to learn. It was generations that were no sforim to learn. It was a generation that is some different things that are interesting you to do instead of learning. Shivim Lashon. Moshe was metargim the Torah, not only the pshat that the Vayomer was in 70 languages. Vayomer, go, gay, the Jew, I don't know all that. That's not the pshat. That's also the pshat. He was metargim at the Shivim Lashon. The Oymek HaTorah for the Shivim Umos, for the Shivim generations. This is what Moshe gave them when he left. And this is the reason he did it now. It's not Nugget, the Etzim. Some people say, you hear the Shivim Lashon, you hear the spell of the Migu with all the languages, you have them all. But it's not the Pshat. That Moshe did, he had to do the first day. Why before he left? When he left, he told them, the Torah is Metulgam to Shivim Lashon. Not like the people think, you know, they learn Torah, the old generations, the old fashion, yeah, past, precious. V'yimar lechem b'reis ha'ilu yuchal levadi sa'is eschem. Hashem elekeichem eicho eso levadi. Tolcha achem umasa achem b'reichem. We know, I don't know if you went to shul once or not, but if you went to shul, I'm sure you know that we read Eicho like Tisha B'Av. Mishayla, what is it? A word game? It says Eicho, tomorrow what are we going to do? Eicho, it's all about the one, because punk, Eicho, Shabbos Chazon, it looks good, yeah? What is the Shabbos to Megillas Eicho? Because punk, Moshe said Eicho. And Chazal say that it says three times Eicho. Eicho Yisrael Avadi, Eicho Kesem Azov, Eicho Yoshua Bodov. It's brought down in the Sforim that this is the beginning of the Golos. What is the Shaychus? Here Moshe said Eicho Yisrael Avadi, Tochachem Asem Arachim, Hovu Lachem Anoshi. Sore Alofim, Sore Mes. But it's brought down in the Medrash that it started from here. I mean, you know, the Loshna of the Medrash. Moshe le Echo is Solavadi, Zog the Medosh, Dalgo Shimoy, Moshe le Matrinusa, Shalu Shalu Shushman, Echo Bloisa Beshalvosa, when she was good, Echo Rosa Bichosa, when she was like all mixed up, Echo Rosa Benivula, when she was bad. Moshe Rosa Beshalvosa, Echo is Solavadi, Ishayo Rob Foxo, when they were not doing it, Echo is Solazoino. Mefarshim explained that the Moshe said, "Echo is Solavadi." Moshe started to cry on the Golus. Oh, that's the kasha we speak about already. A couple times we spoke about it. Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Mount Sinai. People were queuing up in line to speak to him. Comes Yisro, he says, Moshe, novel tibor, it's not good, the matzav is not good. Chobayitza, sister. Moshe goes, Hashem says yes. Question is why Moshe didn't think about the sister himself. Moshe was the biggest Moshe HaTorah. Why didn't he think about the sister himself? Why Moshe didn't? And if we'll say that Moshe didn't think about it, who knows what else he didn't think about? We believe that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem gave him to give over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he had all of the ways and all of the ideas how to do it. He didn't need outside players to tell him how to teach Klal Yisrael. So here you need Yisrael. See, in a second, maybe a Rashi. The answer is, Moshe is crying, Eicho es Solevadi. Eicho, he's saying Eicho. It's a chisaron of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael will stick to Moshe Rabbeinu, they would not need Sore Alofim, Sore Meos, Sore Asoros. They would manage. The reason they're not managing Klal Yisrael was they were not mechuber enough to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe said, I can manage. You can manage, but the Olam are not following through enough. That caused in the end, Klal Yisrael had a Yerida, Klal Yisrael had a Chum. If Klal Yisrael will stick on Shtar, will not be Icho Yisrael Levadi Tachachem V'Sachem V'Yimchem. Only because they did not stick on strong enough. So when Moshe said, I see they're not sticking on enough, and I need to make the Sore Asorim, Sore Asorim, Sore Meri, Sore Chamishim, he knew the Chulban is already coming. And Chazal said, you go to Golus Tori Miklo to the Levim, that kol kulam oiskim b'toyro, like this, the guy is choizah b'tshuva. If you're surrounded with Moshe Rabbeinu and you're around Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't come to the chum. So when Moshe cries, he says, Eicho es Solevadi, toch ha'achem u'masa'achem v'rivchem. I can't manage myself, Klal Yisrael, I'm not connected enough to Moshe. And the end, it finishes up, Eicho yoshva bodot. Well, it says the Loshon HaMilim is also Echo Yisro Levadi, Echo Yoshvo Bodot, the same Levad. Rashi is Posuk is Mamshich Vatanu Oisi Vatoyim Rutoi Vadovo Asher Dibarto Lasois, and this is the Rashi. Chalatetem as Hadovo Lanaaschem Hoyo Lochem Laoshiv Moshe Tos Klal Yisrael, I was expecting you to answer Rabbeinu Moshe, mimin lo elil moi? Mimcho imetamidcho, lo imimcho shenitztar to aler? Moshe was expecting that they will say no. Here we see it. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, chalatetem adomo lanaaschem. Hoyo lochem loim Rabbeinu Moshe, mimin lo elil moi? Mimcho imetamidcho. He's telling to Klal Yisrael, you have to say that you don't agree. It's a system. If they would not agree and they would want to be, they would manage.
Then the pasuk says, again, here we have both messages together. Vatikrevun elai kul. Vatayimu nishlecha anoshim lefoneinu v'yachpol anoes haoretz. So Rashi, Vatikrevun olai kulchem, beirbuvi. Velaholonu oimah vatikre levosh shifteichem. Oysa kriba, oysa agone. So Rashi, yalodim mechabdim es haskenim v'shlochum lifneim. V'skenim mechabdim es haroshim. אבל כאן ותקרבו אולי כולכם בערבוביה ילודים דויכפים אססקיינים וסקיינים דויכפים אסרוש ילודים דויכפים אססקיינים וסקיינים דויכפים אסרוש בערבוביה. So there's two vote in here. One vote is if you want to know if it's good or it's not good. See who is the mishlachas that comes over to you. Yelodim mechabdim es haskeinim, skeinim mechabdim es haroshim, or yelodim deichvim es haskeinim. The Welt says, you know, our generation, it's a vitz, but it's good to say it, even in its 9 days. Yelodim deichvim es haskeinim means the youngest coming are pushing the skeinim. Matt, see when they come over, what is going on? Yelodim deichvim es haskeinim, haskeinim on the fakel. The roshim are calling the people in. Sometimes you have young guys, they're making kenes to this and kenes to this. Then they are not trying to push. It's very important to do a kenes against this and a kenes. Who's doing this again? A young guy, 20 years old, he's pushing. Yelodim deichvim es haskeinim. They make sure all the skeinim come to all these meetings. Yeah, this is also not good. It was a bit, but it's also true. Abu Mikol Makoy, Shede Givaldiki Yisoy. I heard about it from my mother. She was a kid, she lived in America, Boropa. So she lived in the top floor. The bottom floor, her grandfather lived, Ramon Yafi, was the head of the Moyezes Gloria Atayra in America. And she was running down the steps. She was going somewhere. She was 50. Grandfather asked her, Chayale, Avu Leifste, where are you running? She said, Zayde, Ich Leif zu machen a mitzvah, I'm running to do a mitzvah. He told her, for a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. Too quick for a mitzvah. Too quick for a mitzvah. So give all the key, son. A mitzvah, my life is a Zayde. It's too quick. It's too quick. Why should I call Israel? When I'm looking back, I see when you came to ask to go to Eretz Yisrael, the bakosha was not a right bakosha. Yelodim deichvim es haskeinim, skeinim deichvim es haskeinim. When they come to Kovadik, you know it's true. There's a lot of times people come over, you'll see in life, to organize something, to take care of something, check who is running it. How the bakosha is covered. Well, the Welt says another zach. Here's what I said before. Moshe is coming to give the musa that they wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Meraglim, they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. He's giving the musa to the meraglim. What is the musa that he's telling the meraglim? Everyone was pushing. So we said, the real pshat is like I said. You could see from them. Yeah, but then it's Be'ezim Atayin and Moshe, why he didn't realize that it's the wrong way. As it does, Pshat. Moshe is giving them again Musa. You were pushing there. That is the Taina, pushing. The Taina is Chet HaEgel. It starts in the same way. The young guys push the skeinim. Tomorrow, the young guy tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. The first day, he doesn't listen to his rep. Then he doesn't listen to the Rav. Then he doesn't listen to the Choshev Yir. Then he doesn't listen to the Aram Gadol. Then he listens to himself. This is the way it starts. Yelodim deichvim es haskeinim. We'll come back and I'll tell you it's good to go to Eretz Yisrael. You'll say no. They pushed already. So it's the same Yisrael, like we said, Lovon Mechatzeres, that dissolved. It was a part of the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu and Chet HaMeraglim, But he said it started from not behaving. You see it in the Torahs. The people that fight the Rabbanim, later in life they become 40, 50, they go off. He argued in the beginning, the Rav said, yes, to go with a hat, he went without a hat. The Rav said, not with a phone, he did with a phone. He just didn't listen. This in the end, it makes clouds come.